జయ రాధ మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపి జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరా వనచారి జయ రాధ మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే జయో రాధా శ్యామ సుందర రాధా శ్యామ సుందర జయో రాధా శ్యామ సుందర రాధా శ్యామ సుందర జయో కృష్ణ బలరామ కృష్ణ బలరామ కృష్ణ బలరామ జయో కృష్ణ బలరామ జయో సీతారామ లక్ష్మణ హనుమాన్ సీతారామ లక్ష్మణ హనుమాన్ జయ గౌరనితాయ ఓరనితాయ ఓరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద 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 జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరివేచాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమధీస్ డివైన్ గ్రేసెసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరివేచాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమధీస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ మహారాజ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాస్తి గౌరవ భక్త వృందకి శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ ధామ్ కీ జయ శ్రీ వృందావన్ ధామ్ కీ జయ శ్రీ నవదీప్ మాయాపూర్ ధామ్ కీ జయ शिवा पंचतत्वा की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय, बृहद मृदंगा की जय, सामवेद भक्तवृंद की जय, अयोध्या मथुरा नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय, श्री राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय, सीता मैया की जय, ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय, ट्रांसेंडेंशियल प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गुरंगा ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, हरे कृष्णा. So Prabhu, in few minutes we will read from the one translation from 9th canto, 11th chapter, and text is 23, I think, in few minutes. So thank you again for being here. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyanakayaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness, darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him and to Srila Prabhupada, the translator of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Ram's glories are unlimited, and it's very hard to choose what to speak on. It's very hard to do justice to such a beautiful topic. And just yesterday, I heard that in Brahma's planet, there are 100 crore verses on Ramayana. And I was like, wow. We have 24,000 verses in 7 khandas in our Ramayana that are available on Earth planet, unless you come from higher planetary systems. So can you imagine attending a Ram Navami class at Brahmaloka? Just imagine. So thankfully we are here, and there's so much to speak, and so many of you are much more qualified. So it's overwhelming for a person like to me to sit here. But dear exalted Vaishnavas, I sincerely seek your blessings. Please take a second and chant Hare Krishna so we can learn something from today's discussion of what Prabhupada has written in Bhagavatam about Lord Ram's pastime. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We all know that Ram Leela is written by Valmiki, sage Valmiki. And it is written in such a way to evoke this karunya from our heart, this compassion from our heart. There's a happiness in Balakanda, where Lord Ram is a baby. And then there's a tragedy erupts, and there's a separation between Lord Ram and Sita for a long time. And it is said that sage Valmiki was once taking bath in the Tamasa River, and he's beautiful forest, luscious green, on a beautiful day. And he sees two crane birds very nicely, sweetly sitting together. What a sight. And they are happy. And he's a sage brahmachari or sadhu, whatever. And he's happy to see them happy, this couple enjoying. And he's amazed. And then suddenly, from behind the tree, Nishad hunter comes, and he puts an arrow and kills the male bird. And sage Valmiki utters this shoka. Shoka means grief. In a shoka, a shloka, the 4 verses come from his mouth, and they are in the perfect meter. And the meaning of the verse is, may you find no rest for the long years of eternity. Sage Valmiki is saying this to Hunter. May you find no rest for the long years of eternity, for you killed a bird in love and unsuspecting. Manishad pratishtham tvam agamaha shashvato samaha. यतक्रौञ्च मिथुनादेकम् अवधीहि काममोहिता. And he utters it again. Very strange. And then Lord Brahma appears. And he tells the sage, just the way you have written this shloka in this meter, please write epic Ramayan in this meter. And that becomes the first shloka of Ramayan. And then we have this human being, humanity has been benedicted with this Ramayana. Srila Prabhupada brought this meaning of Ramayana to us. Ramayana has a beautiful story of how Lord Hanuman carried the message of Lord Ram to Sita. And similarly, Prabhupada carried Krishna's message so far away. One time he said, and this is very other popular book, which is called Ramacharitmanas. Anybody has heard of Ramacharitmanas? By Tulsidas Goswami, yes, Sharad Bihari Prabhu, Malati Prabhu. And Prabhupada said, we don't have to read that book. And he said, why? A disciple asked. And Prabhupada said, because it has a tint of Mayavadi philosophy. The word manas means mental speculation. So Prabhupada really saved us at every step. He would advise us and give us the best of the best of the best knowledge in a very easy format. In the letter to Dinanath Mishra in July 75, he wrote, I have a great desire to translate the Valmiki Ramayana because that is authorized. I wish to translate exactly in the way I have done Srimad Bhagavatam. So now, so we will just stick to the framework of what Prabhupada has given us in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Ram's pastime. And please open 9th canto, 11th chapter, text 23. Thank you. We'll go to translation. O King Parikshit, please read together. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy, thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Once again, O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. So we, in the framework of Bhagavatam, first, it is mentioned that Maharaj Khatavanga's grandson is Raghu, and that's why Lord Ram is Raghuvanshi, and his grandson is Dashrath Maharaj. And from Dashrath Maharaj, we know that Lord Ram appeared along with his expansions, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, and their mothers are Kaushalya, Sumitra, and Kaikai. And there was a joyous occasion in Ayodhya. Everybody was so happy. And their joy knew no bound. There were lights everywhere. There was jubilation everywhere, celebrations everywhere. And then we read about Lord Ram, Lakshman, doing various pastimes, Bharat, Shatrughna. They were inseparable. They were the best of the brothers. And they show us what is love, how the mothers loved all their children equally. Lord Ram could not live without seeing Kaikai, Kaushalya, and Sumitra. And then we read about how Vishwamitra took Ram and Lakshman so that in the sacrifice arena, they could protect him. And Lord Ram and Lakshman protected the arena and killed so many demons. And then they went to Mithila. Vishwamitra took them to Mithila and What happened there? Anybody knows? Sita was there. Srimati Sita Devi. And Prabhupada writes that one time when Sita was little, she saw this huge iron bow. It's called Haradhanu. It belongs to Lord Shiva. And she was trying to clean it. So she just moved it with the left hand. And she cleaned it. And it says that 300 people were carrying the Shiva Haradhanu at the Sita Swayambar. So it took 300 men to be help carry. And Sita just moved with the left hand. So that day, Dashrath Maharaj decided the Swayambar will have one condition. Whoever can break the bow will be Sita's husband. And then Lord Ram reached Mithila, and of course he broke the bow. And Sita was so beautiful, so chaste, equally endowed with all the transcendental qualities, just like Sri Ram. And when they came together, there's a beautiful description in Ramayana. So all, just like the crane birds coming together, their coming together gives us so much joy. And it says that Lord Ramchandra bent and strung the bow, broke it in the middle, just as a baby elephant breaks a stick of sugarcane. And then he achieved the hand of Mother Sita. And then they went from Mithila to Ayodhya. And in between, Lord Ram met Parshuram. And he says, it says that Parshuram was defeated by the Lord. And at the same time, Lakshman marries Urmila, Bharat marries Madhavi, and Shatrughna marries Shrutakirti. So everything is going happily. And all of a sudden, Kaikeyi, due to bad association of Manthara, tells, my son Bharat should be the king, and Lord Ram should be banished for 14 years. And these words struck like thunderbolt to Bharat and everybody else. Bharat Maharaj becomes so ill. He's like, no, let me go to the forest. Bharat can be king, but let me go to the forest. And Kaikeyi wouldn't listen. And Lord Ram, he carries out the order of his father. He's bound by it. He knows that a kshatriya means one who keeps the word. And he leaves all the opulence, all the loving friends, everybody in Ayodhya, just like soul leaves the body. So without any attachment, without any hesitation, without any delay, he leaves Ayodhya. He accepts the very hard life in the forest. This is where Aranyakanda starts. And Lord Lakshman and Sita are there. Of course, Sita also follows Lord Ram, and they argue very sweetly. It says, she says, no, my Lord, I need to be there to serve you. And Ram says, no, Devi, your feet haven't touched any thorn. Even the soil, hard soil. And they, no, Lord Ram, I have to serve you. Otherwise, this Ayodhya palace is like a forest for me. And this is how Radhana Swami says husband and wife should argue. So this is Sita finally wins the argument, and she goes with Ram, and Lakshman also says, I must accompany you. And Lord Ram doesn't even argue there. And then they go. And after a bit, Shurapankha comes, Ravan's sister comes. And she's enamored by Lord Ram's beauty. And she becomes really lusty, and she wants Lord Ram. She wants to marry him. And we all know that her nose is broken and she has to run away. And then she sends her brothers, Kar and Bhushan. First, they send 14 Rakshasas And then a little bit later, they sent 14,000 Rakshasas. And just like we are hearing Ramayana here, there are Alvars who used to hear Ramayan. One of them is Kulashekhar Alvar. And he hears this incident. So imagine we are sitting here, we are hearing about Lord Ram fighting with Kara and Bhushan. 14,000 Rakshasas. And this King Alvar is so absorbed in Ramayana. He says, I must go and serve Lord Ram. It is my service, I am his servant. How can he fight with 14,000 soldiers? And priest is amazed because he says, no, this is pastime. It already occurred. He does not understand. He feels the presence. He feels the presence of Lord Ram. And he's ready. He calls his army and he starts marching ahead. Fortunately, there's a minister who sends four spies very quickly, and they come from the opposite direction. And they say, Maharaj, you can rest. Lord Ram had just won the battle. He has killed all the Rakshasas. So King Kulashekhara goes back and he's very happy. And then few days, they read Ramayana to him every day. And they stop at Balakanda, at the marriage ceremony of Sita. They never go any further. One day, this narrator, he gets sick. And his replacement doesn't know this protocol that don't read after the happy pastimes. And he starts reading. Lo and behold, King Kulashekhara is again ready. He's again ready to march. His heart and soul is in his ears. And he's like, no, Lord Ram, I heard that you're going to fight with 14,000 soldiers. Let me come help you. And he takes all his army, and they come across the ocean. And he goes inside the ocean. He's not aware of the circumstances. All he wants to do is say, help Ram. And he's going on his horse. The army stops. And he's almost neck deep. And then he's till nose is there's water. And then Lord Ram and Sita themselves appear. And they say, no, I just saved Mother Sita. Everything is fine. You can go back. And then Kulashekhara Maharaj goes back. So this is the attention we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam with. Kulashekhara Alvar is a great Vaishnava poet. And they're between 5th and 10th century. They were on the planet Earth and did wonderful spreading of Krishna consciousness. Wow. Hare Krishna. Then we hear from the next episode is that in going back to Srimad Bhagavatam, we start hearing about Ravana. And the monkey soldiers are building the bridge because Sita is kidnapped. And Lord Ram is very aggrieved, it says. And Prabhupada writes about how attachment between the couple is shown in Ramayana. And we should learn not to be too attached. We should also learn that women should be always protected. And Prabhupada gives many, many lessons. And another lesson he speaks about when Sita was stolen like this, her wrath really killed everybody. It says that monkey soldiers did not have weapons. All they had was bare hands. They had no weapons. And Ravana's army had so many multiple weapons. They had the knowledge of the weapons. They had used the weapons. They had experience. But Lord Ram's army had nothing. They had just bare hands and they could pick up the stones and throw on the army. But it's Sita's chastity, Sita's power that Ravana's army was defeated. And such a chaste lady, Sita Devi is. And there also, we see that Hanuman went and searched for Mother Sita. Anybody knows that pastime? How Hanuman crossed the Lanka and found Mother Sita. And Hanuman is just a monkey. He's not in any Vedanta. He doesn't know any Vedanta, as Prabhupada says. But all he did was his duty to Lord Ram. And just by doing our duty, we can achieve the perfection. He used his wrath, anger, to burn the Lanka. And in this burnt Lanka, where he had defeated many, many soldiers, they come again. Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and the entire army comes. The whole Lanka is flooded with them. And it's as if a huge river is there, and the current is full of monkeys, like an ocean of monkeys, later it says. And they are all destroying Lanka. There's a nice description in our Srimad Bhagavatam. And then while they are going through the Lanka, Vibhishan is also there. That's the only house that is not destroyed. And Vibhishan comes to Lord Ram, right? Vibhishan changes the parties. And can you please open Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22, Karnapur Prabhu? Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22, 22nd chapter. And there is a very famous shloka. Chaitanya Charitamrita quotes this. Srimad Bhagavatam purport has this shloka. It's text 34. Madhya Leela 22.34. Yes, there's an English shloka. Can we say, read this together? Sakrit eva prapannayas sakrit. Sakrit eva prapannayas. Tava smiti cha yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etat pratam mama sakrid eva prapannayas tava smiti cha yachate sarvada tasmai dadami etat pratam mama. It is my vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I'm yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. It is my vow that one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, we can repeat, my dear Lord, from this day, I am yours. From this day, I am yours. What a great one sentence. And Srimad Bhagavatam brings us so close. Prabhupada brings us so close to feet of Sri Ram. When my first Ram Navami, I was in DC, where Lord Ram Sita Lakshman Darbar is established. And Mother Rukmini was giving this class, very beautiful class. And she said this, just say this once, from this day, I'm yours, and surrender. And from this day, you're yours, and surrender. And the way she said it, I saw some people crying in the crowd, and they were really saying it. And this is not just ISKCON crowd, there were hundreds of people. When the words come from the heart, they touch the heart. So I hope these words of Prabhupada's purport can come in our heart, and we can really say it, that my Lord Sri Ram, I'm yours from this day on. After this, Vibhishan joins. The Ravana still hasn't joined. The monkey soldiers are ready to fight. The fierce battle begins. And Ravana is sends Kumbha, Nikumbha, Kumbhakarna, Indrajit, and many other Rakshasas. And they all die one after another. And now Ravana is really aggrieved, and he brings his plane and Lord Ram's arrow, which never fails. Lord Ram is ready with his arrow. That's why it's called Ramban. He's ready in his quiver. And first there's a dialogue goes on. Lord Ram rebukes Ravana. He says, like a dog, you stole my wife. I wasn't there, and in my absence, you did this heinous act, and you deserve to die. Just like Lord Yamaraj will punish, I will punish you today. I had never heard those words before. And Lord Ram shoots his arrow. Lord Ram's barn is called Ramban, which will never fail. And so Ravana is dead. And when Ravana dies, what happens is Mandodari comes out. Many other women from the palaces come out. They hold Ravana's body. And Mandodari starts crying. And at the same time, she's actually blaming Ravana. Your lust caused all this downfall. And she says in the pitiful voice, now what will happen to us? Ravana means one who causes crying for others. And she says, you epitomized trouble for others. And therefore you will called Ravana. Oh, greatly unfortunate one. You came under the influence of lusty desires. And therefore, you could not understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ramachandra. A curse of a Vaishnavi. One should really, really fear from it. And if others are doing such an offense, it's our duty to stand up and protect Vaishnavis. And Mandodari continues, oh, pleasure of the Rakshasa dynasty, because of you, the state of Lanka, and also we ourselves, now have no protector. And by your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell. And then Vibhishana comes forwards, and he receives approval from Lord Ramchandra, and then he performs the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path to hell. Prabhupada writes, by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Vibhishana performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus, Lord Ramachandra was kind to Ravana even after Ravana's death. So, such are glories of Lord Ram, that he had no envy, and even after killing of Ravana, he was merciful to Ravana. Then Lord Ramachandra found Sita Devi sitting in a small cottage beneath the tree named Shishmasha, in the forest of Ashoka trees. She was lean and thin, being aggrieved because of separation from him. Seeing his wife in that condition, Lord Ramchandra was very compassionate. When Ramachandra came before her, she was exceedingly happy to see her beloved, and her lotus-like mouth showed her joy. After giving Vibhishana the power to rule the Rakshasa population of Lanka for the duration of one kalpa, Lord Ramchandra placed Sita Devi on an airplane decorated with flowers and then got on the plane himself. And in between, just before this, Lord Ram asked Sita to give Agni Pariksha. We all know that it's so difficult for Lakshman to arrange the fire pyre, and he arranges it, and he really is aggrieved. He's in so much pain, and Sita is amazed. But this had to be done, because which Sita was there? Maya Sita. She was the Sita that was kidnapped by Ravana, was Maya Sita, and the real Sita was kept with Agni Dev. And the fire god had to return this Sita, and that's why this Agni Pariksha had to be arranged. Also, it showed that Sita was so chaste that the fire could not touch her. It was a testament to Sita's chastity, purity, and her heart and mind and soul only belong to Lord Ram. And then they returned to Ayodhya. When Lord Ramchandra returned to his capital, Ayodhya, he was greeted on the road by princely order, who showered his body with beautiful, fragrant flowers. And even great personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods glorified the activities of Lord Ram. Here Bharata comes also. He comes out of Nandagram. Bharata was barely cooked barley cooked in the urine of a cow. Barley is a very tasteless grain. It nourishes a little bit. It can sustain life, but very little he was eating. Covering his body with the bark of trees, wearing matted locks of hairs, and lying on a mattress of kusha. And Bharata came out of Nandigram, and Lord Ram embraced him and bathed him with the tears. Then they all went together to the palace, and then they saw all the mothers. And the mothers, they came back. It is almost like they came back to life when they saw Lord Ram, Bharat, Shatrughna coming together, Lakshman coming together. O King, Lord Bharata carried Lord Ramachandra's wooden shoes. Sugriya and Vibhishana carried a whisk and an excellent fan. Hanuman carried a white umbrella. Shatrughna carried a bow and two quivers. And Sita Devi carried a water pot filled with water from the holy places. Angada carried a sword. And Jambavan, king of rickshaws, carried a golden shield. As the Lord sat on his airplane of flowers, he appeared like the moon with the stars and planets. They entered the palace. And this is a very famous picture of that Prabhupada asked devotees to draw, of everybody carrying things, and they enter the palace. And here, Lord spiritual master Vasishtha comes. He has Lord Ramchandra cleanly shaved, freeing him from his matted locks of hair. Then, with the cooperation of the elderly members of the family, he performed the bathing ceremony for Lord Ramachandra with the water of the four seas and with other substances, just as it was performed for King Indra. Lord Ram continued to be the king of Ayodhya. He cared for citizens exactly like a father. And the citizens, being fully engaged in their occupational duties of Varna and Ashrama, accepted him as their father. Today, people are very fond of the pattern of Ram Rajya. Even today, it was such a great time on the planet Earth. Prabhupada says, it's as if this was Treta Yuga, but because of Lord Ram's good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. And Prabhupada writes elsewhere that even in this age, if we chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, and we cooperate, then even today in Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga can appear. When Lord Ramachandra was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Haribol, can you imagine? Lord Ramachandra then took a vow, has taken a vow to accept only one wife, and he had no connection with other women. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by the qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, and thus he taught the general public by his personal activities. And then one day, Lord Ramachandra went in his kingdom incognito. And what happens? Unfortunately, he hears about this common man chastising his wife. She had gone and could not come back the same night. And the next day, she's there. And we hear those unfortunate words that I'm not like Lord Ram, who will trust my wife after she was away with another man. And so when Lord Ram hears it, can you imagine the pain? His eternal consort, Sita Devi, now he has to leave her. He has to leave her because he has to act like an ideal king. And that's his duty, that's his own dharma that he has to do. So it's very painful to even think of this. And at the same time, Sita is carrying love and Kush in her womb. And Lakshman is given the most difficult task of leaving Sita in the forest of Valmiki, sage Valmiki. And this is where we come in the full circle. It starts with Valmiki's first shloka, Ramayana. And then sage Valmiki's ashram, Sita goes. Sita loves the forest, but she sees that Lakshman is unable to speak anything. And she says, what's happening, Lakshman? And there she comes to know that Ram is abandoning her. And she's heartbroken. But she also does her duty. And here, Lakshman says, I will never be younger brother. And next pastime, he's Lord Balram. He looks so beautiful on the altar today. So beautiful. So Sita is alone. She does her duty. She raises love and Kush. She teaches them the only thing she knows, which is devotion to Lord Ram. And she teaches him that what an ideal king he is. What a... Sage Valmiki teach them Ramayana. And then we come to end of the Bhagavatam, Ramayana pastimes. That the Sita, one time Sita is there with the kids and Sage Valmiki, and one time the Lord Ram's army and with Bharat Maharaj comes there. And Bharat Maharaj is defeated, right? Bharat Maharaj is defeated by love and Kush. And then they realize that who are these two boys who could defeat Bharat? And then Lord Ram sees Lav and Kush, and they embrace him. They sing Ramayan. And Sita looks at Lord Ram and realizes that Ram is not cannot call her back because of her duties. And then she goes in the, she says, my dear Mother Earth, please give me the residence, give me the shelter, take me in. And because she cannot live without Ram. And so she entrusts the sons to the care of Valmiki Muni and goes in the Mother Earth. She meditates upon the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra while entering the earth. Lord Ram, certainly aggrieved upon remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, could not check his grief in transcendental love. Prabhupada writes, the attraction between man and woman, or male or female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in the material world? After Mother Sita entered the earth, Lord Ramachandra observed complete celibacy and performed an uninterrupted Agnihotra Yajna. Excuse me. I can't even continue to speak for a few minutes. And here Lord Ram performed an uninterrupted Agnihotra Yajna for 13,000 years. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramachandra entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet, beyond the Brahma Jyoti. Lord Ramachandra's spotless name and fame, which vanquish all sinful reactions, are celebrated in all directions, like the ornamental cloth of the victorious elephant that conquers all directions. Great saintly persons like Markandeya Rishi still glorify his characteristics in the assemblies of great emperors like Maharaja Yudhishthir. Similarly, all the saintly kings and all the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, worship the Lord by bowing down with their helmets. Let me offer my humble obeisances unto his lotus feet. Lord Ramachandra returned to his abode, to which bhakti yogis are promoted. This is the place to which all the inhabitants of Ayodhya went after they served the Lord in his manifested pastimes. And thus ends the... And then the Phalashruti comes, which we read in the beginning, that whoever hears narrations of Ramayana will have no envy in their heart. So this is what I read from Prabhupada's Bhagavatam about glorification of Lord Ram. Would you like to share any, add anything, correct anything? If I have spoken anything good, it's by Guru and Prabhupada's mercy. If I have said anything incorrectly, kindly forgive me. You have anything to add? Hari Bol, Prabhu. Thank you for being here.
This is a very powerful story and pastime. Very purifying for all that are listening. You did a good job of completing the whole story in such a short time. That's good. And it can be heard over and over again because it purifies us over and over again. And it's such a wonderful story that I know many, many people are actually devotees of Lord Ramachandra. You know, even during Lord Chaitanya's time, there were few devotees who were so attracted to Lord Ramachandra, they couldn't really surrender to Lord Chaitanya fully, or Krishna, you see?
Murari Gupta, Anupam, yes.
Yeah. But thank you so much. Wonderful story.
Thank you so much for being here. Maharaj, were you able to hear okay? Thank you for being here.
Just a little detail that I think it appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the purport, where Srila Prabhupada was seeing that two of his sannyas disciples, they were having some discussion, a little bit of an argument, if when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, it includes Ram. So is that referring to Balaram, or is that referring to Lord Ramachandra? And Srila Prabhupada was aware of this argument, maybe he was overhearing it, and he said something to the effect that it works both ways, can be applied either way when we chant, which we do a lot of. Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhupada said, when we say Ram, we refer to Balram, we refer to Lord Ramchandra, and we refer to Parshuram. He said it's bona fide, and I have the letter somewhere. Thank you, Maharaj, so much. Yes, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for, sharing this wonderful epic, the Ramayana. I was wondering if somebody were to ask you, was it ever like around Krishna consciousness before, or, cultured with this story, and they say, well, this is an epic, story with a lot of volumes and a lot of characters and details, and the hero saves the princess, but there's other epics like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and Star Wars, and The Lord of the Rings, and they're very popular, and they have moral compass to them and heroism. So Well, what's the difference? Why is this one so important, and why is this one so honored? What makes it more than just a story?
Thank you so much for such a sincere question. I would say Lord Ramachandra's epic is the real thing, and everything else is a fake, and a fake or imitation of Ramayana story, and the proof is in the Lanka Bridge. And I'm so glad you asked that question, because what is Ramayana story without building the bridge? And the bridge is still seen by NASA, and is the biggest man-made bridge. And the mountain tops floated because they were written with the word Ram, and that made the mountain tops float. And the bridge does date 2 million years ago. And it's not a question of technically knowing, it's the question of the heart. Does your heart believe that there is Lord Ram? And like Valya, just ask them to say Mara, 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 kill, 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 kill. And they may say Rama, 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 Rama. And then with those words will come the intelligence to understand Lord Ram's pastimes. Because without mercy of Guru Gauranga or Lord Ram, we cannot understand. Does that satisfy your question a little bit?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ragatmika Prabhu? Thank you very much.
Thank you. You did such a nice job of covering from beginning to end. Very nice. One Indian man said to Prabhupada, what is Ram referred to in this Hare Krishna mantra? And he says, like, Lord Ramachandra. And the man said, but why don't we see the form of Lord Ram? We see the form of Krishna only here. And he said, the name is non-different from the form. Distressed.
Arriba.
The form is here,
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Pran Govinda Prabhu, would you please add something?
The verse that you quoted, Madhulila 22:33-34, if you go verse previous to that, to me is more powerful.
Okay, can we read?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
If we can. Because that verse says that you have to surrender once sincerely, then Lord will protect you. But previous verse says, sincerely once you pray, from today I am your. Krishna tumar hai jodi bole ek bar, maya bandha hai te Krishna tare kore paar. The verse before that. Sincerely once somebody say, I am, from today I am yours, please my Lord, protect me. Krishna said, I will protect you and deliver you. That is my vow, yes.
That is my vow.
That verse one before, so it's nice.
Thank
you.
The difference is, the verse she was proposing, if you are Sanskrit scholar, Sakrit api prapanna je tavivasmi na jachate abhayam tavivasmi abhayam sarvada tasme vratam evo abhayam sarvada tasme dadami etat vratam mama. This is vow I take, aham, that I will protect you and if you surrender to me fully. But previously, it's previous verse, Mahaprabhu quoted, that if you sincerely just say that I'll surrender and I'm yours, you didn't surrender yet, but you are just saying, because I'm an advantage taker, you know, I know I'm a fallen, I can't just make completely surrender. But it's, so previous verse is more attractive to me. Now you all are surrendered, and you still surrender, but I'm not yet surrendered. So that's why that verse is more appealing to me. But this is okay, this verse also. This verse is spoken by Lord Ramachandra when Vibhishan came and he was not accepted until Lord Ramachandra provoked that, who he is. But previous one was spoken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was very kind. I'll just add one little thing that you have done wonderful service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Period. I can never do that such thing. I'll try. But one thing about Bharat and Lord Ramachandra, when Bharat went to bring Lord Ramachandra back, so the whole episode you mentioned that how he was living his life very austere. He was eating barley. By the way, barley is not bad. I mean, I know it doesn't have a taste, but my mother used to give when I'm sick or getting sick.
Yeah.
So barley is good. But in that episode was very interesting. It says that King Janaka, in the Ramayana, you'll never hear Sita Devi's parents ever cried or lamented. Question is why? King Janaka and Mother Sunayana, Sita Devi's mother and father, never complained. Oh, this is a princess, I sent her to another royal family in the wedding, and now in the Banavas, living in the forest. No, never. So anyway, it's a big long story, but the essence of that, that Bharat, when he was canvassing, night before the King Janaka will be the judge, it was proven. Ram's love for Bharat is very deep, like an ocean. And Bharat's love for Ram is like a big hill, mountain. But sometimes mountains shrink in the ocean. What does that mean? He said, Bharat, you made a fire with Shatrughna, that if Ram doesn't come back, I want to show him that I love him more than anybody. Did it ever occur? What is the definition of love? So then Bharat was looking, and then that time the judge, Janaka, says, the definition of pure love is, a lover is always attentive and very careful about the desire of his beloved. Mm. Never mixes his own desire. So you're going to throw yourself in this fire. Will that please Ram? And Ram says, absolutely not. It's like devastated. The whole expression that I love Ram more than anybody is completely zero. So that definition of love was promoted. A lover is always attentive and careful about the desire of beloved. Never mixes his own desire.
Hari Bol, thank you so very much. And Maharaj, this is the Prabhupada's 10.2.13 translation and purport. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balram is also known as Ram, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balram as Lord Ram. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parshuram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas. Thank you for saying that. And
means that tremendous love Radharani has for Krishna. That's also addressed as a Ram.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's why Hanuman does not leave the body, because it was embraced by Lord Ram once. So that's why Hanuman chooses to live on this planet Earth to spread the glories of Ram. And he always comes when Lord Ram's name is chanted. So there's Hanuman here today. Shesha Prabhu, I want to thank you for being here. If you want to say a word, we are welcome, but we no pressure. Jai Shri Ram. Thank you very much. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patita Naam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Thank you very much for your kind attention.